Inclusion is a powerful word in the disability community. When I joined Special Olympics at the age of 26, it sparked a fire of determination within me. I learned that my complex needs and challenges from Asperger's, Tourette's and fetal alcohol spectrum disorder could also be my superpowers. I began to branch out and take on challenges such as writing, performing, and paid employment. My search for meaningful employment began with odd jobs here and there, but my needs were still a mystery to some. Eventually, Keith Donkersloot of the Mental Health Program found a way to adapt to my needs and include me in the world of work. He arranged a litter pickup job where my then support worker, Jonathan Martin, would be able to assist me. Every week, Jonathan would pick me up and we would go to clean up the hospital grounds. After 6 months at this job, I was granted a $2 raise. It hit home for me how much my hard work was appreciated. That was just the beginning. As my abilities in Special O grew, so did my confidence. Later, Sunshine Coast Association for Community Living, SCACL, hired me to clean their vehicles, and they accepted Jonathan as my support system. This acceptance of assistance was and still is vital to my employment. I do not shirk my duties just because someone is supporting me. I work just as hard, the helping hand keeping me from being overwhelmed. The same is true when I travel off coast for Special Olympic competition such as regional qualifiers and provincial games in Kamloops in 2017. Next, Keith facilitated work at Quality Garden and Pet. I began as a volunteer with my current support worker, Richard Borthwick, to see if it would be a good fit, and years later I still work there. A big thank you to Clive, my boss, for seeing the hard worker in me. Something similar occurred at All for Pets. I volunteered at the start and soon became a paid employee. My boss, Michelle, deserves huge thanks for not only hiring me, but rooting for me all the way. SCACL also introduced me to another great job, delivering the Coast Reporter. Thank you to Robbie, my boss, who always greets Richard and me, Team Michael, with a joke and twinkle in his eye. These workplaces do more than just give me a job. They give me reasons to want to come to work. My bosses are friendly. They smile when they see me, always ask how I'm doing, and listen when I update them on the comings and goings in my life and community. My support workers all offer tireless support. Their friendship and camaraderie help me build the memories and successes I have now. Special Olympics dedicated coaches believe in their athletes and teach them to believe in themselves. From track, to swimming to bocce, each coach teaches me to dig deep and find my center, that place in my mind where I am unstoppable. With their help on the journey, I am going full speed ahead. I encourage any of you who are interested in Special Olympics as a coach or volunteer to contact Marnie Qualley at ronandmarnie@gmail.com.